2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
The KSL 7 o'clock report begins now.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The coronavirus, a special hour on Utah's Morning News.
Medics from Hill Air Force Base are now battling COVID-19 on the front lines in New York City.
The coronavirus. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, the first medics from Hill Air Force Base's Reserve 419 Fighter Wing flew to New York on Sunday, and base officials say more could go out in small groups as well. Chief Nurse Jimmy Jones says there wasn't much time to prepare, but they do have plans in place.
So I anticipate that whatever sort of differences I'm going to run into, they're going to have a protocol that I can follow.
Jones says the geography of New York City has helped the virus spread, but he believes they'll be safe as long as they follow the safety guidelines they've been trained on. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Utah, by the way, has more than 1,600 confirmed cases of COVID-19. 8 people have died, 124 people in the hospital. The Division of Emergency Management says our hospitals are not overwhelmed right now. Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy is being set up as an alternative care site for people who need to be hospitalized for other less serious issues.
New York's curve may finally be turning. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the coronavirus pandemic could have reached its apex in New York. Governor Cuomo saying,
"The number of deaths over the past few days has been dropping. For the first time."
More than 12,000 people were also discharged from New York hospitals over the weekend. Deaths in European hotspots also fewer each day. Italy and Spain having the lowest numbers in weeks. France also seeing a downturn, although the daily tolls remain in the hundreds of victims. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson hospitalized after having persistent COVID-19 symptoms for 10 days. President Trump offers best wishes.
"I'm hopeful and sure that he's going to be fine. He's strong man, strong person."
Downing Street reports Johnson's hospital stay is precautionary. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. Queen Elizabeth addressing Britain about the pandemic yesterday, reminding they are, after all, British.
"The attributes of self-discipline, of quiet, good-humored resolve, and a fellow feeling still characterize this country."
It was a rare occasion for the monarch to address her subjects. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Well, apparently some types of e-cigarettes are much more effective at hooking young smokers than others. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
An online survey of teens and young adults by the Southern California Children's Health Study compared users of vaping pens to those using modifiable e-cigarettes or mods. They found people using mods smoked over 6 times more traditional cigarettes at a 1-year follow-up compared to vaping pen users. The study doesn't imply proof of a connection, but notes that mods contain more nicotine than vaping pens.
We are learning more about how children were accidentally given THC-laced candies through the Utah Food Bank. And we get the details from KSL TV's Tanya Dean.
Roy police say at least 5 kids ate the candy, but only 2 of them were sick enough to go to the hospital. The candy looked like a nerd's rope, but police have learned the product is counterfeit. An investigator with Roy police will be meeting with the Utah Food Bank to try to get to the bottom of it. The Utah Food Bank saying they're horrified that this product went out, and they're making changes to stop it from ever happening again.
Once again, Roy police tell KSL the maker of Nerds Ropes is adamant these are counterfeit products.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Mostly cloudy, but pretty mild today with temperatures in the mid-60s along the Wasatch Front.
We got a storm system to the west of us, but it's taking a trip down toward the south. We'll actually threaten the southern part of our state with a higher likelihood of showers and storms the next few days. Just a slim chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms for us today as that low tracks south, and then just a very slim chance of showers tomorrow.
Grant says after that storm moves south, things will start to clear up tomorrow, and temperatures warm up to 67 for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
8 new temples will be built around the world by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. President Russell M. Nelson announced them during Sunday's General Conference. In addition to Dubai, Shanghai, China, Argentina, the Congo, Nigeria, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Tallahassee, Florida, a temple scheduled to be built in Syracuse, Utah.
In all eight locations, church architects will work with local officials so that the temple will harmonize with and be a beautiful addition to each community.
President Nelson says the temple in Dubai was made possible because of an invitation from that country. He says in Shanghai, a modest multi-purpose meeting place will allow Chinese members to participate in temple ordinances for them and their ancestors in the People's Republic of China.
Palm Sunday looked a little different for Christians around the world yesterday because of the coronavirus. Here in Salt Lake City, Bishop Oscar Solis of the Cathedral of the Madeleine videotaped his Mass so people could worship from home.
In tribulations, with God, we can rise above these things. Better people, stronger, and more united.
Even though parishioners weren't able to worship inside the cathedral, Bishop Solis and a couple of helpers handed out palm leaves to people who drove by.